I am Vernon Joynes, and for the next few moments, we're going to be studying the subject, Behold, I Make All Things New. In Revelation 21, in verse 5, He that sitteth on the throne saith, Behold, I make all things new. People are obsessed with newness. We seek to buy a new car, or a new house, a new suit of clothes. In the field of science, the new discoveries, they hog all the headlines. But desires for newness is not new. When Paul came to Athens 1900 years ago to preach, the scriptures state, all the Athenians and the sojourners spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing, Acts 17 and verse 21. When God raised up Jesus to sit on David's throne at his right hand in Acts 2, 29 through 36, you can read about this, a new era began. Jesus said, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth, in Matthew 28:18. By that authority, he has brought newness to the world in several different ways. Even as he said, I make all things new, Revelation 21. First of all, let us take a look at Jesus as the mediator. He's a new mediator. God gave a law to Israel through Moses at Sinai, Exodus the 20th chapter, and this law was not designed for, nor was it given, to the Gentiles. It was for Israel only. In Deuteronomy 5, 1 through 15, we learn this. One purpose of that law is revealed in Galatians 3:19. Why was it added? Well, it was added because of transgressions until the seed should come. And verse 16, the seed which is Christ. In verses 24-25, the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. The duration of that law, then, is stated until Christ should come. We are told that there is change of law. Hebrews 7 and verse 12. Because of the weakness of that law is the reason why Hebrews 17:18 says it was changed. For this reason, the writer uses the prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 31 to show that the old covenant was to be replaced with the new covenant. Hebrews 8:6-12. In the next verse, he that saith, a new covenant hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Now that law was nailed to the cross. Colossians 2 and 14. Now Christ lived under the Old Testament law. He died under the Old Testament law, but he died to remove it, so that we would not have to live under it. And Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Galatians 3:13. The inspired writer argues concerning the efficacy of the death of Christ, and then makes this statement, For this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament. Hebrews 9 and verse 15. Again, he taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Now notice this. By the which will we are justified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 10, 9 and 10. When Jesus made all things new, he did not leave us under the Old Testament. He gave us a New Testament to go along with the making of all things new. In fact, it's based upon the New Testament or the New Law. Now notice that Jesus is the King of the New Kingdom. The prophets of the Old Testament spoke much of a new kingdom that was to come. In Daniel 2, verse 44, speaking of a Roman Empire, Daniel foretold, In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And it was foretold in Isaiah 2 and verse 2, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. All nations shall flow unto it. For out of Zion shall go forth a law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Further information is given in Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6 when he said, I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. The throne in his new kingdom is to be David's throne, Psalms 89, verses 3 and 4, and the king to be the seed of David, which indicates a descendant of David. Jesus, as John had before, taught during his ministry, the kingdom is at hand, in Mark 1, 2 through 8, Matthew 3, 2, and 10, 7, and so forth. And Jesus, the Son of God, surely knew the kingdom even better than the prophets of old. He told the disciples, some that stand here shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom come with power. In Mark 9 and verse 1, and he promised, I will build my church, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew 16, 18 and 19, knowing that all nations shall flow unto it, Isaiah 2, he took the apostles and told them, gave them this assignment, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, in Mark 16, 15 and 16. As prophets of old had said, during the days of the Romans in Jerusalem, during the lifetime of the apostles, the kingdom was to come. And in Acts 2, verses 1 through 47, the entire chapter reveals that it did. Now, the apostles later taught that the promised kingdom had become a reality. Paul wrote in Colossians 1:13 that God hath delivered us out of the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Not that it was going to be done somewhere out in the future to someone, but Paul said he did that for us. And Peter showed that Jesus Christ is now the king on David's throne in Acts 2, verses 29 through 36, so that he is King of kings and Lord of lords, 1 Timothy 6:15. John stated that he was in that kingdom, Revelation 1 and verse 9. And Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15:25, for he must reign. Well, if he isn't reigning, then how could this happen? But he is reigning, and he must reign, till he hath put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Christ did not come to reestablish the old kingdom, political and military. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. John 18, verse 36. He is now king, and he is the king and the ruler in his new kingdom. Jesus, the Savior of the new creatures. If all things were to be made new, we'll have to have new creatures in the new kingdom, won't we? And the Scripture often speaks of the old man of sin, which is in bondage to Satan, Hebrews 2:15. But Christ came to set us free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8 and verse 32. Being set free, becoming a new creature in Christ, Galatians 6:15. That's the reason Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. John 3, verse 3. His physical birth had made him a citizen and in the kingdom of Israel, but to be a citizen in the new kingdom, He said, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This is further taught by the Lord in the Great Commission, when he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. This new birth by water and the Spirit was proclaimed by the apostles. In Acts 2:38, Acts 22:16, we have these statements. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. When one turns his back on the world to come to Christ, the old man is left behind. Notice how Paul describes conversion. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:3-4. When one is born of water and the Spirit, he has become new, raised from the waters of baptism to walk in newness of life, because he's been baptized into Christ. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. For one who is born again, there is a new direction for his life. No longer does he seek just his own pleasure, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33. One who has lied and cheated and stolen and lived in an adulterous situation will now live differently. It says, buried with him by baptism, wherein also you are risen with him. If then you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. From Colossians 2:12, Colossians 3:1, and Colossians 3:9-10. The Lord gives a new commandment to his new creatures. In John 13:34, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Love for God and for those who belong to him becomes the rule of life for the new man in Christ.